Hi, it's Cliff.
And Sharon.
And we're not your typical radio show. Not just because Sharon is, well, different, being an Aussie with a warped sense of humor. And,
hey.
Well, she says exactly what she's thinking.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
But coming up, we'll show you why we're different. Number one, we give your station a sponsorable benchmark contest to win $1,000 every day, and you can start making money day one. Your listeners will go crazy for this.
Number two, we can deliver local content just for your market, and you'll hear an example of that in the next 30 seconds.
You get artist intros, and we promote a local phone number for your station and your website.
Number three, in short, the Cliff and Sharon Show, it sounds like it's originating from your station.
So give us just 3 minutes and imagine how the Cliff and Sharon Show would sound on your station.
This is the Cliff and Sharon Show.
We won't be shy about reacting honestly in custom content for your station, just like this. Well, Juno's in shock today after the news that Mayor Greg Fisk was found dead in his residence.
I feel like our little town that has always been so safe and has just been a lovely place where you could walk around and feel protected and feel not any care in the world. And I just want to cry over our town because what's happening?
The Cliff and Sharon Show, 100% real.
Yeah, we're real and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. But you want to know what's really, really cool? Cliff is a CMA award winner.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, well, don't be all shy and humble over there, Cliff. He is a bona fide CMA winner. It's not something he dug out of a cornflakes box, which, frankly, is where I got all my awards from. But he is really a winner.
Yeah, well, you left off the ACM, but who's counting, really? Oh, anyway, here's more of what you'll hear on the Cliff and Sharon Show.
Can I get a
like Maren Morris, revealing her deep secrets in 60 seconds with Cliff and Sharon.
What's your favorite fast food?
Oh my God. This is so embarrassing, but I love chalupas at Taco Bell. Very drunk night.
Me too.
Do you have to have had a fair bit to drink to really enjoy them, or do you enjoy them stone cold sober?
I couldn't even tell you the last time I had Taco Bell sober, so I couldn't answer that.
And uncovering shocking truths.
Is it true you drive a Prius?
I do.
Oh, my gosh. You must be the only boot-wearing chick in Nashville driving one, mustn't you?
I really haven't looked. I know there's a lot of Priuses. I feel like they're cool now, but I definitely am the only person I know that drives one.
The Cliff and Sharon Show.
We do fun contesting. And get this, there's no 1-800 number for listeners to call. We drive them to your website to register to play, and we phone them. Remember how we said we deliver a benchmark contest so you can sponsor it and start making money on day one? Okay, here it is. Cliff and Sharon's $1,000 Minute. Every day, $1,000 up for grabs. You think that might get market attention for your station? And here's the really cool part. You can sell sponsorship to the contest.
Your chance to win big with Cliff and Sharon's $1,000 Minute.
We have 10 questions. You'll have 60 seconds to answer them all correctly. When you do, you win $1,000. Laurie Jones. Hello, Laurie.
Hey.
Are you up for the challenge?
I'm ready.
What company makes the Galaxy line of smartphones?
Samsung.
What actress played Ripley in the movie Alien?
Pass.
What famous television game show is making headlines for disallowing Canadian contestants?
Pass.
The Cliff and Sharon Show. More fun.
But I can burp on cue.
And you're willing to do that on the radio right now?
Yeah.
I am so proud to call you my partner. Would you please do this?
All right, here we go. Hang on. Who said she knew a hitman to do the job, and that woman's name was... Joni Pepperoni.
Now, come on. You see this name and you think, oh, yeah, that's legit.
Oh, yeah, that's
legit. Isn't that the first thing that goes through your mind?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wow. Joni Pepperoni. Every now and again, if I think about guys, how they don't wash their hands after they use the bathroom, I think that's just disgraceful. Mm-hmm. And I want to go off shaking hands because I feel like, in a way, if I shake a man's hand and he hasn't washed his hands after he went to the toilet, it's almost like I've touched his, right?
I never thought about it
It's like disgusting.
Who would do that?
Yes, who would do that?
Who would take a selfie?
Take a selfie and send it to somebody when they're in the washroom. Who would do that, I wonder?
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it. I was supposed to be calling my husband at a certain time and or around a certain time, and I was delayed. I had an upset tummy. Mm-hmm. And so he texted me, he said, hey, aren't you calling me or whatever? And I texted him back and I said, I've got a dicky tummy. And then a dicky tummy.
All right.
A dicky tummy. And then I actually grabbed my cell phone. I took a selfie of my face and I sent it off to him and I said, dicky tummy face. And so I actually, yes, I did two of those things. I took a selfie and I texted it to my husband. And if you want to see what a dicky tummy face looks like, I'll put it on Facebook.
Okay. Just the photo of your face though, right?
It's just dicky tummy face.
The Cliff and Sharon Show. 100% real.
Dial tested features like Ask Siri.
Siri, how come a pregnant woman has weird cravings for food?
Here is a better question. Why are you wasting time asking me that and not running up to the store as fast as possible to get whatever random mixture of snacks and drinks that she wants?
The Cliff and Sharon Show. More fun, 100% real, and big cash.
Thanks for listening. And for details on how to get us working for you, call Steve Wall at the Talent Farm. 206-661-5551. 206-661-5551.